Rational Radio.
Welcome to Rational Radio. My name is Micah Perkins. I am your host. I'm going to first talk to you about what Rational Radio is. Rational Radio is based on the principles of Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, or REBT. REBT is an approach to psychotherapy. It was started in 1955 by Dr. Albert Ellis. Albert Ellis, a psychologist, had become increasingly frustrated with other therapeutic approaches, which he felt like were too time-consuming and were often ineffective, and he began to develop his own method, which eventually he named Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. This podcast is to teach you the principles of Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy and how to apply them to your personal life so that you can feel better more often, feel bad less, and hopefully to be able to achieve more of the things that are important to you. This podcast is for non-professionals, for the general public, to be able to learn and to use these methods. It's also for professional therapists who want to learn more about REBT. REBT is often misunderstood by professionals. Often it is, as well as other therapeutic approaches, not given very much time in graduate school, and really it's only until after graduate school that the professional therapist then can devote his or her time to learning more about specific fields of therapy. So if you are a professional and you're coming to learn more about REBT, then welcome to you as well. Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy is a specific school which is in a larger category called Cognitive Behavior Therapy. Cognitive Behavior Therapy is often misunderstood as being a specific form of therapy, when in reality, it's an umbrella term, a title of a group of therapeutic approaches. Other schools within Cognitive Behavior Therapy besides REBT include Aaron Beck's Cognitive Therapy, William Glasser's Reality Therapy, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, among others. So this podcast is going to primarily focus on REBT principles, but we'll often bring in other principles from other cognitive behavior therapy schools which are congruent with REBT. So hopefully I haven't thoroughly confused you. I want to talk to you a little bit about myself. As I mentioned before, my name is Micah Perkins. I am a psychotherapist currently living in Oklahoma City, USA. Besides doing psychotherapy, I spend a lot of my time doing staff training and development. I am the staff trainer for a psychiatric hospital here in Oklahoma City. Also, as is obvious, I think, by me doing this podcast, I am very passionate about teaching other people the concepts of REBT. This is an approach which can help people improve the quality of their lives. It's helped me immensely personally as well as professionally. So I am excited to have the chance to teach you more about REBT and how you can use it. Also, if you want to learn more about Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, I refer you to my website, rebt-cbt.net. On that website, I have posted articles on the different concepts of REBT, as well as links to articles from other prominent REBT practitioners, mainly Dr. Albert Ellis, who, as I mentioned before, is the originator of REBT, and have a lot of respect and am very thankful to him for coming up with these concepts. I do not pretend to be or claim to be the foremost expert in REBT. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is because in my own search, I found that there wasn't a podcast out there on REBT. So in order to fill the void, I decided that I would start the podcast. Also, my website, rebt-cbt.net, also came about the same way. got on the internet and looking for information about REBT, found that there really wasn't a whole lot out there as far as specific articles and specific ways to apply REBT to specific problems. So I then decided to make my own website. And also, in addition to the website, there is a list server discussion group on Yahoo called the REBT-CBT Forum. And so I'd like to invite you to join us on the forum if you have specific questions about REBT and would like to discuss these concepts with other people who are interested in REBT and how to apply it to daily life. Last, I'd like to discuss a little bit about the format of this program. It is my hopes to be able to do the program on a monthly basis with periodic bonus episodes thrown in. This is going to be a very informal type of podcast. I want to give the feel of you and I sitting in my living room and talking about these concepts together. And so I don't plan on doing a whole lot of time editing, although I do hope to learn more about the software and the whole process of podcasting as time goes on. So hopefully I can add some more bells and whistles as time progresses. I'd like to thank you for joining us. I hope that you enjoy these podcasts. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to visit the website rebt-cbt.net. On there is a link to my email address, and please feel free to email me if you have any questions. In addition to my own work, I also want to refer the listener to, again, Dr. Albert Ellis, who is the founder of Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. He is a very prolific writer and has written many, many books on REBT. I'm sure you'd be able to find them in your local library or at your local bookstore, Amazon.com. In addition, you referred to the Albert Ellis Foundation, which is a foundation for, obviously, Dr. Albert Ellis and spreading rational emotive behavior therapy. Also, the listener is referred to the Albert Ellis Institute, which sells many of Dr. Ellis's materials, his books, his tapes, as well as provides training for therapists who want to learn more about REBT. They also have general lectures for the general public. Both the Albert Ellis Institute and the Albert Ellis Foundation provide a referral list of REBT therapists that practice throughout the country. It is important to note that these podcasts are not a substitute for individual psychotherapy. It is simply a way to educate people about REBT principles, how to apply them to your life in a self-improvement type context. But it's to not replace psychotherapy, which is often helpful to help people to, on a personal basis, work with the therapist to apply these principles and to apply these principles to specific problems that the client may have. Well, I look forward in spending this time with you. Thanks again for joining, and I hope that you enjoy these podcasts.